Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Tavik. Your co-host, Gil G, be joining us as soon as he gets back from his trip from Hell's Pit. I mean, yo, of course, he's got to travel through fucking Hell's Pit. You go to the Shangri-La, get up here, and there you go. But, in the meantime, we'll do like we always do. Track of the track of the track of the track of the track. Yo, this is Queen of the Reich.
Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love street thugs and bust the cap. The product I want to trade life is short, like the tick of a clock. Someone's hands on the drum, can't stand plays up, let us all say. If you feel they come at you the wrong way, come at some of the bullets way. I kill them haters, so on we love was exist. This is all I have, and all my time is invested in this.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
Every day I wake up, I take the risk of being killed.
Every time I sleep though, I might suffocate up in my pillow.
But the haters in the woodwork jealous of my success, mad cause I help make scrubness kinda fresh. And the love we get is so much stronger than the hatred for us. It's strictly family love waiting at them backstage doors. Our people are like an underground mafia network of ninjas. From cactus juice cocktails at campfires in the Carolinas, to the wet streets of London out behind a titty bar, getting high with some juggalos in a fucking funny ass looking car. This shit cannot be removed, these times are forever scored. You hate me, it's cause you're mopping floors while I'm rocking tours. Quit crying.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
I was running with my hatchet down a beach in Orlando, some juggalos cooking shrimp in they sandals.
I was running with a hatchet on the shores of Seattle, juggalos bumping DL, making the floor rattle.
I was deep in the Smoky Mountains and ran out of gas. Some juggalos came through, even gave me two blunts out his ass.
I was hanging out in Worcester, chilling at the bar. Had too much to drink, a lad drove me to the car.
The road is my home, sometimes it feels that way. Rolling on a tour bus for months and weeks, I can't complain. They show me love in every state like one of the greatest. My time been on the scene putting it down since 99. I hope you understand I do this for you when you're mad. To ride, to bump, to smoke, to come, to drink your fill and pick you up a lead. If you want to, it's all love.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
Riding through AC, stopped in Tempe, met a juggalo with Captain now to the county.
Passing through the town of Chicago, I hit the dark streets. Listen at the darkest hour, here I'm bumping R&B.
Out in New York City, they be running with a hatchet. Seen a juggalo rolling blunts, you know I had to match it.
High up in the Colorado mountains, up the river, with five blacks naked, all fucking and cooking dinners.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
You know, sometimes I sit at home, you know, and I watch TV, and I wonder what it would be like to live someplace like, you know, The Cosby Show, Ozzy and Harriet. You know, where cops come and got your cat out of the tree, all your friends died of old age. But you see, I live in South Central Los Angeles, and unfortunately,
shit ain't like that!
Yeah.
count. Last weekend, 37 kids killed in gang warfare in my backyard.
For business.
They lose that hunger, that appetite, and the shield. Man, Seamus is still talking.
Any
of that, and again.
Yeah, he is.
That said, I mean, I stopped listening a half an hour ago.
Now, Randy, well, yeah, because this time they were talking about the shield and Evolution and that match.
They were never on the same page tonight. I just showed.
It was a complete shit match.
Yeah, it was.
Not only because the Shield won, just because it sucked in general.
This isn't a love fight. This is Jack Swagger hit me with a candlestick and started the neck on the WWE live event.
Who hit him with a candlestick?
For everybody on Twitter, I'm this close.
Somebody hit him with a kendo stick.
Oh, kendo stick.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up with that nonsense, man. So does this mean Evolution can perish now?
I hope so.
And give us some new people?
Again, I hope so.
Since they lost, you know, now they can, you know, get out of the way.
Man, next you know, they're going to bring back the Four Horsemen to take on the Shield.
It's easy to get. May as well. May as well bring back Demolition, too.
Now, that would be sad if the Shield lost to fucking the Four Horsemen, though.
But one of them is now friends with them, so that wouldn't really work.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole damn show. The whole damn boring show. I'm going to pull out this garbage can, and then Cesaro's just going to bend it in half so I can't use it.
Yeah, right?
And then he's gonna knock my knees out, and I'm gonna be knocked out for the rest of the match. And he's gonna win.
Bam! My knees are knocked out. I'm out.
Like, for fuck's sake, man. What are you doing when your best match is midgets and they use the most weapons?
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, for fuck's sake. They even destroyed the fucking midget announce table.
Yeah, the only table that survived was the Spanish announce table.
Yeah, for one.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know. And what
if where the hell do you get small-ass tables and chairs like that?
I don't know, but where the fuck did that snow shovel come from?
That was probably there because, you know, for the arena, you know, around wintertime. It just so happened to be there.
Is it winter anymore? Like, where did they put that? Like, where did they put it away?
All those cars just parked out back here for And if that was somebody's car, I'm sure they're pissed about it, huh?
Yeah, it's missing a window. Another car has a fucking tank through the fucking windshield.
Yeah, got a nice Daniel Bryan print in the hood.
Well, maybe if they're lucky, maybe Daniel Bryan will autograph the car for them.
Like in the WWE. Like this place we went to tonight. There was a car in a parking lot, and they had a Daniel Bryan sticker in the window.
Right before you hit the neutralizer.
Oh, great. Fuck. No. No. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
The hell are you shutting up?
I train every single day of my life. Looking at you, you have never trained once in your life, so you would never understand.
First of all, when they got on the fucking Paul Heyman and Cesaro here, Cesaro's microphone was pointing at fucking Paul Heyman. So Paul Heyman had two microphones. Again, now he has two microphones.
I would just like to point out that WeeBL, or whatever the fuck his name was, his microphone was cut off for the whole time, pretty much.
JBL is what I think they called him.
Well, at first they called him WeeBL, man. They couldn't get the names right, so they were all over the place.
Yeah, Michael Cole. They could call him fucking Markle or something like that, or Marcel.
Even though it was Micro.
WeeBL became fucking JBL. And even JBL was fucking talking shit on his fucking microphone. Or no, on his fucking hat. Saying that was a horrible hat, even though he has the same fucking hat.
Any other questions? Any more questions?
They should have just left the midges out there and got rid of the actual announcers.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Do you think that's true, or
is it'd be a whole lot better.
Have Kane put fucking Daniel Bryan through the fucking mini fucking announce table.
Mark Henry has a scorcher settle with Cesaro.
Oh, shut up, Paul Heyman, for the love of God, man.
Cesaro beat Jack Swagger. Do you see the pattern that is developing here?
What is the pattern? It all happened because my client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak.
Does anybody in this room doubt that?
Yes.
Does anybody in this room doubt that Cesaro is the next top-tier talent here in WWE?
I believe that Cesaro is going to be caught in a hurricane.
Who the fuck is going to be caught in a hurricane?
He's giving us the warning every time he comes out to the ring, so...
Man, if he becomes a damn hurricane or gets caught in a hurricane, I'm going to laugh.
I'm going to laugh, too. Or if the hurricane just showed back up, you know. Since the hurricane's all bulked up now.
Man, how about the fact that like, when they fucking interviewed fucking the Wyatt family on this shit, fucking Bray Wyatt fucking knocked one of the water bottles off the fucking table. And then as he was getting ready to leave, he knocked the microphone off the table. And then Luke Harper decided to fucking tip over the fucking table and then walk on it.
Okay, then.
Don't know why, but he did. Jake Swagger, your jacket is stupid.
What, you don't like Big Hoss?
No. No. His jacket is absolutely retarded.
Speaking of your former tag partner, does your familiarity with Cesaro help you or hurt you?
I don't understand why they're even doing this.
I don't know either. They didn't do this for fucking WrestleMania.
I know his emotions. I know his body.
No, what did they give us for WrestleMania? They gave us the worst gimmicks.
Worst gimmicks and horrible matches.
But I think that gives me the advantage. I know his strengths, and I can use them against him.
Swagger, you're not going to get anywhere. Ever.
Jeff Swagger, you give me gas.
The real man. Competition, or are you looking for a new tag team partner for Jack Swagger? Both.
Oh, God, no. He don't need no more tag team partners.
We were very successful with Cesaro.
Maybe find an actual American.
Yeah.
I don't hate anyone in my life, but for what he did.
And maybe that actual American will stab Jack Swagger.
Come up to me and say,
not in the back, but in the heart.
And I'm not going to hold back anymore. The way they did it, that's where the animosity is. Now, just because we won, we lost a battle, does not mean we're going to lose the war. And I am looking to...
Motherfucker, you lost the war already. They're going to like Vietnam or something like that.
He's been losing for fucking months.
You can almost see the wheels spinning there, Zeb Coulter trying to right the ship that is Jack Swagger.
Right the ship or right the shit?
To stay down for too long. Our...
Either way, it doesn't make any sense. What?
Hell nah.
Do you think there's still a...
The hell is that dude's name again?
Rob Van Dam?
Between me and Cesaro.
No, that announcer guy.
Josh Matthews?
Yeah, that dude's an idiot.
My question is, why the fuck is RVD fucking face bleeding? He's got like a cut on the side of his fucking face, like below his eye. Where the fuck did that come from?
The garbage can, duh.
Man! Garbage can in New Jersey! That was his fucking knee!
Don't you know you get smacked in the knee, your head gets cut?
Oh, now I do know this.
The amount of titles that I've held.
Yeah, so you better be careful about that.
You're on my shoulder and I'm going to get two at a time, which I have done several times in Ward.
Two at a time? What's that? Two joints?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want
to... Yeah, probably.
Many fans are looking at this like, okay, Cesaro won because he's better. I'm not looking at it that way. I'm looking at it like, yeah...
Well, it's because you're too old is what it was.
Possibly several nights. I'm a proof. You guys know how durable I am. Like I said, I've done this for years.
Yeah, you're not durable anymore, man. You're just old.
Yeah.
One more second, then
I mean, for fuck's sake, man, you barely have any hair left.
Yeah, right?
We'll see what happens.
You're almost Paul Heyman.
Or almost fucking Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
That dude's bald?
Man, like, even while in in NSYNC, he was starting. He was going. He was balding already.
Well, yeah, because he was old then.
Yeah, and he was older now.
I thought he was like completely bald, is what you were saying.
Oh, apparently, you know, he decided to go with Bosley.
He needed to get his hair put back.
Swagger
to him, had to have it out. They did. RVD was in the mix. He beat both of them tonight. He's got Paul Heyman on his side. It's secure. We were talking about if you lost tonight, would Paul Heyman roll over on him?
Shut up, Alex Riley. Go get fucking ran over.
Alex Riley, go get beat up by the Miz again.
Alex Riley, go get beat up by a fucking Hornswoggle and El Torito and the rest of the midgets.
Yeah, dude. Who would have thought the midgets would be this big of a threat, man?
Who fucking knew the midgets would have the best match of them all?
WWE World Heavyweight.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I mean, yeah, the second good match of the night would probably have to be Paige.
Well, just because, you know, she's hot.
Yeah.
But even that match was not that great.
Yeah.
And very short.
And Wade Barrett is now the new IC title.
We don't even need that.
Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe fucking Big E will fucking defeat him for the title again.
Well, I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah. I think, well, I mean, Big E was a good fucking champion.
When the hell are you going to make Dean Ambrose lose, for fuck's sake?
There we go. Maybe fucking Dean Ambrose versus Big E Langston for the United States Championship.
Something gotta happen there, man. He doesn't do anything with that.
Or have him face fucking Alexander Russo for the title.
Man, what the hell was that match?
That wasn't even a match. That was just fucking Russo just killing R-Truth and fucking Xavier Woods.
So when you go to book matches for him, just say that he's gonna be in the match and then just send Lana down.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, who gives a shit about these matches, man? Waste of a match.
Yeah, he just, like I said, he just beat the shit out of fucking Truth and fucking Woods, and then that was it.
I don't
know.
Usually now we're going to end up hearing from fucking Bad News Barrett in the interview town, too.
Oh, no. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. I'm the champion.
Yeah, that's definitely bad news. Hey!
Congratulations
on tonight's win. Now that you're
the Intercontinental Champion, will you be delivering better news?
No.
Seriously, the question?
Better news?
Somebody fire her.
I have a fucking cannon.
Better news. Really? Who writes that shit? Come on.
Champion again. What's the difference now that you're an Intercontinental Champion compared to the other reigns you've had in the past?
Well, I have a different name now.
But he's a hell of a good
Yeah.
I have a different gimmick now. People apparently like me now.
Champion, none of that is actually true.
I no longer fight on the mean streets of England.
Yeah, I just deliver bad news on a podium.
One of the strongest guys in the company.
Guy has always sucked, man.
Yeah,
Hell yeah.
But why? Why does the crowd go nuts when he's out there?
I don't know. They're stupid. I mean, come on. The crowd goes nuts when fucking Roman Reigns is in the ring, for Pete's sake.
Did you hear the crowd during, like, the Divas match? It was quiet as hell. You can hear crickets.
Hell yeah. Maybe they're all gay.
Like, why are you not excited about this match? I mean, it's fucking Paige, man.
Again, more likely half, more like half, like all the motherfuckers in the crowd, this crowd tonight were probably all gay.
Even during the championship match, it was rather quiet. Except for whenever Daniel Bryan was smacking him with the kendo stick, and the one dude in the front there was, yes, every time he hit him.
I saw that.
And then I swear to God, that dude with that damn smiley face shirt is at every fucking show.
That's Memento. Yeah,
right.
It's always there.
I've said it from day one when I got to WWE. There's never been an English World Heavyweight Champion here. There's been some great competitors in the past. The guys who came the closest probably Dave.
What about William Regal?
I, the one I was a kid.
He wasn't even a world champion.
He never won the world title?
No.
I came very close with Nexus in 2010. But
never?
No, never.
That's where I want to get to. That's my future. I'm completely focused on
that.
I could
have sworn he had the world heavyweight.
Championship.
No.
It's going to be an entire roster of guys who are gunning for this from top to bottom. I think everybody wants this title these days.
I think the one title he ever held was Sondo.
The European.
And congratulations to Bad News Barry.
Yeah, European and the Intercontinental title and the Hardcore title, Tag Team title, and WCW TV title.
WCW. What? When the hell did that happen?
Wait.
He gave me his all. He gave me his very best. And I stood
the fuck is that?
Biggie Langston.
And at the end, he stood victorious, and I laid on the ground for the 1, 2, 3. And that was all she wrote.
Biggie, lay off the cocaine, man.
Thank you.
Biggie, stay away from the microphone.
What the hell is that? Bro.
I don't know.
Man, that's not powder and shit for like lifting the weights and shit when he comes out, man. That's some cocaine right there.
I was looking, what the hell was that?
He takes some nice big bumps before he comes out and then he just smacks it on his hands. Three ain't enough, man. I need five.
Oh,
man.
Here at Extreme Rules, we thank you for joining us on Extreme Rules.
God damn it, Josh Matthews. I really
Yeah. Yeah, the man who Ghetto G cannot remember his name.
Well, you know, he's never around, except for these stupid things.
Wait, I wonder what the fuck Biggie said.
Nobody has any idea what he just said.
Yeah, that's true.
So, why don't we listen to a song?
Sounds good. What the fuck? Oh, that failed. I say we go with, just for Kane, Boondocks, Some Kind of Devil.
Stomping in the dark, the old stomp of the night. You made the shit run down your liver, straight up horror and fright. And you can kick the villain's killers from your history pages. I bet a bitch slap them all and have them locked up in cages. Reptilian skin, spit venom in the means. I see him send them on the journal tools with no per diem. I meet the man's not famous and I end them like periods. I bleed them like cold text and I ain't even furious. Just curious to see your face when you're in pain. It's distorted like my life since I fell from higher planes. Listen with fire rain, you can call me the main. I'm kinda like your Rolling Stone, I hope you guess my fucking name.
I'm the angel that's falling, the evil that's calling, but can you? I'm the hate in your heart that tears you apart, but can you? I'm the reason for sin, the killer of men, but can you? Can you?
Blow just like hand grenades, pinless, no bullshit or nonsense. Just beating bitch with senseless, your defenses are futile, similar to resistance. Proceed the offensive to end your existence. Throw a curse, a hex of that shit stuck with it. You don't wanna go there, I'm not gonna be fucked with. And if you're speaking about me, you don't wanna be critical. Make it unforgettable, call me unfuckwittable. See my bifurcated tongue and I hiss you here. And that chill run down your back when I kiss your ear. It ain't clear my real appearance, but some will guess. But none of that shit matter when your bones leave your flesh. I can come into your hood and find the meanest Venus thugs. Then tear them right in half with one hand in the shrug. There's no telling your demise when I look into your eyes. You might be turned into stone or raped by maggots and flies.
I'm the angel that's fallen, the evil that's fallen, but can you? I'm the hate in your heart that tears you apart, but can you? I'm the reason for sin, the killer of men, but can you?
Seven poison X pills, creator of the 12 plagues, and this is how the next feels. I'm the only one, I hope you heard me, bitch. Don't believe it, then devise this by 36. You don't need a bitch, he told you can do it my way. Take that six from 36 and you can call it my day. Take away 20 more and you figure out the month. That's the real fucking deal, the next stage is a front. I'm all this fucking wicked thing from surface to spiders. Big rig corporations, smart writers and fighters. From your lies and your excuses to your lust for honey. The voice that kills your fucking conscience. Killing for money, I can come up in your house, go for your gun, your fumble. Life forming and I leave, bring the rumble to the jungle. Now your family's in trouble, better hurry on the double. Turning up the fucking heat until your fucking skin bubble.
I'm the angel that's fallen, the evil that's calling, but can you? I'm the hate in your heart that tears you apart, but can you? I'm the reason for sin, the killer of men, but can you? Falling, the evil that's calling, but can you?
You'll be running to a church screaming, dear God, save
with
me.
With my Lotus, I've been blessed with the mightiest sword and the hunger to just rip out people's vocal cords.
With the Lotus,
I can breathe fire tonight.
I count my petals in the moonlight.
With the Lotus,
I can breathe fire tonight.
I count my petals in the moonlight.
With my Lotus, a ritual dance for black rain like Bala,
Bala,
Bala, Huda,
bang.
With my Lotus, I can keep the hatred away by sprouting wings of a demon and just flying away.
With my Lotus, I can see the shadows in the dark as they creep in your soul and stop the beat of your heart.
With my Lotus, I can make a grown man cry just by staring him in his eyes. They could blind him for lies.
With the Lotus, I erase anything in focus. The damage irreversible, resistance is hopeless.
With my Lotus, I can accomplish anything I set out to do. The power is impersonal, it lies inside of all of you.
With my Lotus, I swing quick and punch it to pay. And keep stabbing your chest and show these bitches we don't play.
With the Lotus, I remain in focus. Nothing can slow us down. We're everywhere, so be afraid when the lights arrive.
With the Lotus, I can breathe fire tonight.
I count my petals in the moonlight.
With the Lotus,
I can breathe fire tonight.
I count my petals in the moonlight.
My son, I love you.
actions once more. I see the damage that I've done and search for redemption, but I'm just a broken man. Soul cries out to understand. Have madness shatters me upon the stage on bended knee. I scream aloud at skies above that answer mute, bereft in love. I struggle not to fall from grace. I sing the hymns of my disgrace. We build cathedrals to our pain, establish monuments to our pain, freedom from all the stars and the sin. Last we drown in the darkness within. Mysteries for gods and courts, I strum in vain to please the Lord, but he has never answered me. Faith has waned eternally, an empty man who passed along the woes of all religions wrong. Now the shadow veil is false, he the clarion calls so great. A music filled a shrine, worship in the
we'll be right back.
now facing one another. To stand our feet to time. Then all at once, a silence falls as the bell ceases its chime. Upon the sign of challenges, with shrieks and cries rush forth. The knives fly out like bullets upon the deadly course. Screams of pain and agony rent the silent air. Amidst the dying bodies, blood runs everywhere. The figure stands expressionless, impassive and alone. Unmoved by this victory and the seeds of death he sowed.
Starting my computer.
Why?
So that way I can fucking update for anything that it needs to be done.
Okay then.
But yeah, you're right though, man. Biggie was definitely on cocaine when he did that interview.
What the hell was that shit?
I don't know.
That's why that dude don't talk.
That's probably a good thing. He said stupid shit.
See,
I mean,
if you're smart, you get somebody to talk for him, like Brock Lesnar.
There you go. He can hire Paul Heyman.
I gotta do is find a little annoying guy that will say something over and over again, and you're good.
Okay, then we'll give him Michael Cole.
Nobody needs that.
I don't know. I think he might. There again, I remember when he first came into the WWE, and I said that he should never be allowed to touch the microphone again because he took the microphone from fucking Dolph Ziggler, and the first thing he said was, "Oh, I got that mic now." I'm like,
oh,
"Yep, nope."
I thought we were still talking about Michael Cole.
No, I'm talking about Biggie Langston when he first came in.
I didn't know what the hell you're talking about until you just said that.
I mean, what, he's got a damn track record of being stupid.
Sure,
never give him a microphone ever again.
Why he lost the title.
Maybe so. But damn it, he should have lost it to RVD. Not Wade Barrett.
Yeah, RVD had a bigger comeback than Wade Barrett.
Yeah, right. What did RVD do yet? He gets knocked out through the knees.
So we didn't see any tag team matches and whatnot going on. No tag titles.
No. I noticed that.
All we had was that six-man tag.
Yeah. Maybe they finally fired Teddy Long.
Man, he's been fired.
Man, with as many tag team matches that we've seen in the past few months, you would think he's still there.
Funny thing is, he was the referee during the Attitude Era.
And he was a referee for fucking WCW.
So then he became the general manager.
Yeah. Hey, man, did nothing but made tag teams. Yeah, give me a tag team match. Yeah, give me a tag team match. Like, no. Shut up, Teddy Long. You're just embarrassing yourself. Proving that you can't make a match ever.
Yeah, it's funny. Somebody pointed out the fact that they had the Monsters Ball with Eric Young and Abyss, and then he just had this match with Kane and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, right? Like, what the fuck was that supposed to be for?
It's like, hey, who could rip off who more?
Matter of fact, the Monsters Ball match had more weapons than this match did.
Sadly enough, yes. Yes, it did.
So, yeah. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking.
I think TNA and WWE have the same writers.
Except the writers decide on who gets better weapons and more.
They got the same writers, you know, and then they just write it for different people, though.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
I'm just going to see the music playing.
Because he's coming out to the ring for his cage match.
Why?
Because he didn't die enough in the first time around.
He didn't really die at all.
No.
Although, I thought it was pretty funny for the fact that, like, he was at the top of the cage and, you know, practically out. All he had to do was fall over. But instead, he waited for Bray Wyatt to come and knock him over into the ring.
The only thing that's funny about that is when he landed on fucking Eric Rowan. He could have just fallen off of Eric Rowan.
Man,
and landed on the ground, too.
He didn't land on him. He was climbing out, and then dude just came up between his legs and then shoved him back into the ring.
Yeah, but still.
Gave him a nice fucking, I don't know what the hell you would call that. He just threw him on his shoulders and just carried him up.
I thought it was done. I mean, like I said, he could have just fallen right off of Eric Rowan and still won the match.
Yeah, somebody also made a picture of you got an innocent kid joining the Wyatt family. That's so extreme.
Man, it's more extreme than it's been so far tonight.
On top of that, they showed the kid lip syncing.
Yeah, right.
Like, come on, man.
He's got the whole world in his hands. Yeah.
So the fucking kid from The Omen showed up. So what?
And that's exactly who he looked like, too. They're funny about that shit.
But yeah, man, because I don't know, man. I want to say that that's Bo Dallas's kid, because you said they're brothers, right? And that dude got kids.
Yeah.
I want to say that's his kid, but I could be wrong.
Find out. He doesn't have that painting now, probably. But we'll find out.
I wonder how R-Truth feels about that.
I don't know. The fact that the little kid had a bigger push than R-Truth?
No. For the fact there's little Johnny now. And he had little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy died.
He's probably upset that little Jimmy was imaginary in this guy's room.
Probably is.
Because you remember R-Truth, you know, with John Cena talking about everybody's little Jimmy and shit?
Unfortunately, yes.
And now we got Bray Wyatt and John Cena, and now it's little Johnny.
Yeah, there's a pattern here.
Yeah. Let's take R-Truth back to whenever he was smoking on TV, because he is at least entertaining then.
Yeah, right?
But now he just comes out to the ring to get beat up, like Mark Henry.
Man, Mark Henry's just dead now.
World's strongest man. Can't do a damn thing in the ring.
World's strongest man. He's just a bigger version of Rey Mysterio.
Where the hell's Big Show at?
He died too.
Yeah. Ever since he got body slammed out the ring at the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
No, wait, didn't he just have a match on, like, SmackDown or some shit?
I don't know. I didn't watch SmackDown.
A week or two ago? Didn't he fight, like, Cesaro or something?
Possible. Very possible. Yeah, you know, too bad we ain't got that song. We don't have that song up on the soundboard. We can play it. He's got the whole world in his hand.
Just go on YouTube and rip it. It's just a fucking gospel song. It's not that hard to find.
That's true.
I posted it the one night.
I'll look for that in a minute. Look at that post. Let's go Wyatt! Let's go Wyatt!
Bautista. Bautista.
Bautista died from a ballerina punch.
You can't wrestle.
That was the best hit of them all.
Yeah, and then he loses to a gay ass spear.
Yeah.
Like, why is it that they left the ring and went up into the crowd? Why did they do that? Just so Roman Reigns can win with a gay-ass spear?
I guess so.
You see why they boo you, Batista? You see?
Yeah, the cage is designed to keep those two out. Yeah, John Cena's dumbass brought fucking Luke Harper into the damn fucking cage.
Not like he did anything while he was in there.
Yeah, he just died over and over again.
Yeah, you know, kind of like how Kane was able to take a nap on the forklift as Daniel Bryan drove him back. He was like,
and,
fuck it, man. He's like, fuck it, just pull me on this thing and ride me out of them. It's like, you know, quick rest here.
Yeah, and I'm still going to fucking lose.
And then once I stand back up, I'm just going to choke slam you. You know, even though I got smacked in the head with a tire iron. Or a crowbar or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, just like how Eric Rowan got a fucking, tried to take a nap on the top of the cage.
Yeah.
He got brought up and he just got knocked into the fucking top of it. Like, I'm just going to lay here and sleep.
Yes. I love this cage.
Yeah. I'll just let the little kid do his job.
He's like, what the fuck do I gotta be in this match for, man? The little kid's coming down.
Yeah, right?
It's like, why don't I have a rocking chair? Funny thing is, man, I was at Walmart and they had a whole little section set up of rocking chairs. I was like, I want a rocking chair.
You should have bought one.
It was like $80, man.
For a fucking rocking chair? Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Man, just go steal Bray Wyatt's. He doesn't use it anymore.
And then it's funny because then at another store they sell like a lantern.
The fuck?
So I could buy all that shit. I could be Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. All you need is the Hawaiian shirt, the white pants.
Yeah. Like it's one dude I know, man. He actually dressed up like Bray Wyatt whenever he went to the Royal Rumble.
Oh, fuck. Damn.
And then his daughter was wearing the sheep mask.
And here we go. Cena, just drop down, you dumb fuck. Nope, I'm just gonna get pulled back in.
Yeah. I mean, if you were in that situation, I think you would fall. You know, just fuck it.
Yeah, right? You break your fucking leg, you break your leg.
Like, it couldn't hurt that much to fall from, you know, right there.
Yeah, right?
Onto some mats.
Or at least just fall on the fucking Eric Rowan. Like, Rowan, just stay there. You'll break my fall, and I'll get up and I'll win.
I like when they got excited about Dean Ambrose jumping off the tables. And all he did was run across the tables and, you know, kind of jump off.
Yeah, right?
Now what Rollins did, man, you know, jumping out of the crowd. Now, see, that was impressive.
Yeah. Dean Ambrose, not so much.
The fact that Roman Reigns cocks his hand like it's a gun all the time is fucking retarded.
Actually, he's retarded. But it makes sense because, you know, they had a bunch of retards there tonight, so it made perfect sense for him to be retarded.
But I don't know. Pay-per-view was just, I don't know.
Terrible.
It was not good.
You know, Bray, after you choke slam, you could have just walked out the door. They won that way, too. I mean, you know, he was dead for a little bit.
Man, before that came on, they were playing the old Extreme Rules pay-per-view with Triple H versus Brock Lesnar in a steel cage.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I sat there and watched a little bit of that because I was like, I forget who wins.
Brock Lesnar won that one.
Yeah, I don't know. That cage match wasn't all that great either.
Nah, it's probably better than this one.
I don't know, man. Why did this match fail so bad?
I don't know.
I was expecting a whole lot more.
You ready? Fuck, his tears just as scared as a motherfucker. I mean, come on, like, did you see the look on his face, like, when he's right here in the kids thing? He's like, fuck. SoundCloud to MP3. So how about the fact, soon enough, I'm going to be switching over to fucking Comcast. We'll be switching over to Comcast.
Well, there you go.
Because AT&T sold fucking UVerse.
Sold it to what?
Some other company bought it for fucking $2 million.
Yeah, it was also like Walmart, man. This Verizon guy was trying to sell us cable.
Did you take it?
No, I didn't fall for Fios.
Okay, let's upload this to the soundboard.
That my sister works for Verizon, and he's like, so you got Comcast? Yes. And then he started laughing.
Wait, your sister works for Verizon, and you guys got that?
Well, she didn't work there at the time when we were getting cable. But not like we would get that anyway.
That's just fucking amazing, though.
Well, yeah. Verizon fucking sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just going to try F5U or the AATU or FU, whatever the fuck you want to call it nowadays.
That would be Brock Lesnar.
Well, yeah, then either way, I'm just going to lift you up there, Bray. I'm going to give you a fucking helping hand up the cage. And then I'm going to stick your balls in my fist.
The fuck?
Man, that's pretty much what fucking John Cena just did. You know when he went to go fucking power slam fucking Bray Wyatt or power bomb.
Man, I was waiting for John Cena to rip the door off too, like Mark Henry did.
Yeah, except no, he didn't do that.
If he grabbed the door, I was like, he's going to rip it off like Mark Henry. Nope. Just pushes it. You mean to tell me that dude is stronger than Eric Rowan?
Apparently. And Luke Harper tries to come and help him, and even he has a fucking hard time fucking doing it.
Yeah, those two guys couldn't hold John Cena back.
Yeah, it took fucking Bray Wyatt coming to fucking hit him in the back of the head.
That's just ridiculous. We're like, what match was that? I think it was that triple threat match. It started out, and it just looked so fucking fake. It was terrible. And then it finally picked up and, you know, actually looked like a wrestling match.
Yeah, right. Somebody called the Exorcist.
No.
There we go. And now Eric Rowan's going to push him back up there. See, Cena, you could have just fucking fallen off and broken your neck and still won the match.
Not like it hasn't happened before.
Exactly. Well, he's got the whole world.
In his hands, he's got the big bad monster. got the hope.
Can't you hear them, John?
Records on with the one where it's just fucking Eric Bowman singing it when I fucking Bray Wyatt.
So are you happy that it's Cinco de Mayo? All the Mexicans will be out for you.
Oh joy.
you better put on your sombrero.
Better go to Taco Bell, get us a little burrito, and just fucking toss them out, just toss them around the road for Mexicans.
That's not even scary.
Yeah, this is W. I'm fucking Eric Roman is still dead. And fucking Luke Harper.
Yeah, this little kid had to fucking save the match.
Yeah, it's kind of pathetic. I mean, why did the little kid have to fucking save him?
Because they were tired, obviously.
I don't know, bud. I mean, for a match that had the Wyatts in it, it's a pretty fucking horrible match.
Yeah, it was.
Kind of sad that WOC was better than this match.
Yeah, that definitely took the cake for all of the matches.
That was the only good match. Period.
I was not expecting that at all.
I think I'd better go back and watch.
Who would have thought 3MB would be a part of a good match?
Yeah. I don't even think the writers expected that.
And for fuck's sake, man, where'd they find all these midgets at, though?
I don't know. I mean, they had a midget.
Is there like a rent a midget in New Jersey?
Probably.
Like, I'm gonna need like
five midgets.
For my pay per view.
Yeah, right. Jump too late. No, too late now. I was going to try to go back to the pre-show. Now it doesn't exist.
The pre-show? Nobody wants to see that again.
But I want to see the WLC match again.
I thought you wanted to see the talking again.
Oh, fuck no.
I thought it was funny during that match, too. El Torito, he got up whenever Hornswoggle got on top of the ladder. But then he fell back down. He's like, go ahead.
Yeah, right? And he got back up again.
Yeah, and then he moved.
He's like, go ahead, come on. Jimmy, hit me. Then, nope.
But then Hornswoggle's like, I'm going to jump out the ring. Hits the ropes. Nope, never mind.
Oh, man.
Fucking took himself out in the middle rope.
Then, of course, he took out fucking... But it's just funny how, like, you know, like, he was planning on trying to go after, you know, to do a fucking move through the fucking ropes.
And he smacked the rope, yeah. Kind of like Kane, like, yeah, I'm going to throw this chair in the ring. Didn't make it.
Like, what the fuck was that? What's wrong with, like, don't tell me he's going to try to do like a Daniel Bryan hit the rope.
Yeah, what did that announcer dude call him? Hornwoggle.
Yeah, he called him like Hornwoggle.
Hornwaddle. Something like it.
Oh, bud.
I was like, who?
Yeah, but even fucking Jerry King Cole or something like that fucking pointed it out.
Yeah, I heard him say something wrong, too. So.
Shut up there, Josh Matthews.
Free cocaine with every pre-show.
Fucking Biggie be the first one in line.
I'm telling you, man, Josh Matthews gives out free cocaine at the pre-shows.
He probably does. Man, why didn't fucking Sheamus have a match?
Because he always dies when he's in a match.
Oh, yeah. But still, should have given him a match to pay him up there with fucking Josh Matthews.
And who would you like to have seen him fight?
Man. Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie McMahon, really?
Yes.
WWE really?
Just bro kicker.
Really?
Or have a fucking rematch between him and fucking Titus O'Neil.
What?
One of the
Speaking of which, I saw some old guy wearing a Stone Cold shirt today.
Damn.
Yeah, one of them old Stone Cold shirts. You know, with like half of his face and then his other half of his face is like a machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I used to have that shirt.
Let's see. Who could take on Sheamus? Well, not Dean Ambrose, because he already had a match.
So what? Put him in another one. Make him lose the title.
Yeah, right? Kofi Kingston's dead.
Kofi Kingston. He'll never make a pay-per-view.
Sin Cara's dead.
Just a little bit.
Well, Ricardo Rodriguez is a fucking wrestler. Put him in a match with fucking Sheamus.
No.
Or put him in a match against like fucking Jimmy Uso.
There you go.
The demon's loose as he sticks his hand through the ring.
The demon's loose? Where's the demon loose at?
Man, who we kidding? Fucking Kane just wanted to get some ass on fucking Brie underneath the ring.
Yeah.
Man, her screaming is fucking retarded. She does not scream properly.
She does not scream properly.
Yeah. You can definitely tell that's a fake scream right there.
Well, yeah, she's obviously not scared.
Now, how the fuck did that even stop anybody? Fucking the fact that they were talking about that on Monday. That fucking Kane, that Daniel Bryan and Brie were stopped by a fucking wall of fire. The fire didn't surround the goddamn fucking ramp. You could have just gone right through it.
Where was the fire at?
at the top of the ring, at the ramp and shit. You had the fucking pyro coming up like, oh no, I can't get through there. Oh no, you're retarded.
Yeah, kind of like whenever the Shield surrounds the ring.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh
right.
Oh my God, they're trapped.
They have another way out.
There's only three of them in four corners of the ring.
Well, there's still no way out for them.
I don't know how I'm getting out of here. I don't understand why they keep bringing his fucking wife into shit, man. Like, that's so dumb.
I know, right? There you go. You can have a match between Brie and Stephanie McMahon.
There you go.
In a bra and panties match.
Now that's something worth paying for.
Hell yeah, man. And then they can have like a midget female referee.
Yeah, from the Ren a Midget.
You know what's even funny is the fact that that's an actual fucking site too.
Boy.
Rent a midget?
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Rentamidget.com. Are you fucking serious?
Yes. Yes, we do that. If you're in need of a Cupid to give your sweetheart, it also mounts on a leprechaun to pass out candy or shots of your St. Patrick's Day party, or an elf for your Christmas events, then you have come to the right place. We go above and beyond to make sure your event is successful. We personally guarantee that everything goes according to plan with a live person on the phone 24/7 to answer any and all questions you may have. We're open for any occasion, birthday parties or telegrams, office pranks or occasional TV show or movie. Don't hesitate to call. We're not meanies, we promise. We look forward to hearing from you.
That's what it says. And they call themselves tinyentertainment.com.
See that, man? That's where Triple H went.
Like, what the fuck? I don't think anybody expected this has to be an actual place.
No, not at all. That's just ridiculous.
That it really is. Rentamidget.com. Oh, bud. There's a phone number here, too.
Oh, yeah. These people
you can call them.
So I would hope there's a number.
Oh, bud.
Man, fuck the C Nation.
C Nation's dead.
John Cena doesn't even have any good merchandise, him and his ghetto-ass T-shirts.
Yeah, they're always fucking rainbow colored.
Did you see his new T-shirt? It looks just like the other one, except green.
Yeah, right? Oh, look, in Rent-A-Midget, they accept PayPal.
There you go.
So the Eagle Ghetto Bed, for your sister's next birthday, you can rent a midget.
No, you guys are us.
I'm Micro Cole. Micro Cole. And who are you? I'm Jerry the Mini King Lawler. And you? I'm Weeby Al.
You see, but it didn't even last long. We be up and came fucking JB Elf.
Yeah.
Jerry the Mini Lawler came Jerry Smaller. Man, even fucking John, what's that his name? John Kimmel. Fucking became a midget.
Where the hell is Lily and Garcia's midget?
Yeah. I was expecting for a midget for her to come out, but no. This is absolutely horrible. I mean, it's a good match. It's a funny shit, but goddamn, too many midgets running around.
Olé!
Man, I'm fucking surprised the Big Show didn't come out and start stepping on everybody.
Yeah, giant in midget land.
Yeah, right. You know, I think the last time we saw Big Show was when he knocked that one, when he took out fucking Sandow.
Yeah.
So he died. Kickoff show
is brought to you by Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart, your night. No. I got one right here in front of me.
I'm going to have to. Man, I think Hornswoggle was better off with fucking Great Khali.
Yeah, that guy's gone, though.
Yeah, man, we haven't seen him in there forever either.
Thank God for that, though.
I think Let's see. Last time we saw anything from him was September
27th. The Battle Royal.
Oh, yeah, that too. That he died. His hair smells like feet, he's so short. It is what fucking Jerry King Lawler says.
Yeah, that doesn't even make any sense.
It's a mini Corona!
That's the only move that damn El Torito does.
Yeah, the fucking Corona or the fucking quote-unquote gore. There we go. It's horse marble time. And he's going to hit the fucking rope.
Here it goes.
And he bounces off the rope.
And he's dead for a couple minutes.
It's funny how fucking El Torito is looking for a chair. They brought him out a chair. He throws it because he wants a smaller chair. He's got the first chair. He had the first chair. It just wasn't midget size. And here he goes. He's going to go for a Bronco Buster.
He's bull riding him.
And Jinder Mahal just has to get into the fucking match. Hey, man, these Gale fucking comments are stupid. And the referee goes flying.
Yeah, didn't you see him go flying?
Give me a ladder. They gave him a small ladder, then he wants a bigger ladder.
They gave him a ladder with like a step on it.
Yeah, and he tosses it out the fucking ring. And then he gets scared to jump off the fucking ladder. Motherfucker, you jump off of the damn fucking top rope.
Yeah.
But yet, then you're scared to fucking jump off a ladder.
Max.
Who the fuck is Mackle?
I thought it was Micro.
jump. He moves. Away. I don't know even how the fuck he's afraid of heights. He gets up onto the top rope, that's bigger than a damn fucking ladder.
And just the two. Guess what, guys? What? The WLC match continues.
Man, what the fuck? Hornswoggle. You jump
damn
off
commercials.
Yeah. It's that stupid commercial for a fucking Shield versus Evolution. But come on. Fucking, okay, Hornswoggle, he does a fucking tadpole splash off the top rope. He runs off of the fucking apron to try to do a crossbody.
He missed that too.
Yeah, he misses that as well, but still. But he climbs a fucking tiny ass ladder. He's afraid to jump off the ladder. I don't know how to explain that at all.
You want to smack the mat.
Now he did that anyways.
Oh boy.
You guys are going to be
man. We don't even know what that is.
That's just absolutely disturbing.
But I think we're going to end off here because I'm going to go get me some fucking sleep for work.
Well, aren't you exciting?
We'll be back tomorrow night.
All right, bye.
Thanks.